Oh, welcome to this episode of Total Health with Dr. Cage. Today's subject is thyroids and vitamin D. And I know I just did a whole big podcast on the thyroid system. And in fact, I also put a video up on my YouTube channel, which you can get to by clicking on my, going to my homepage, clicking on the YouTube icon. But during a recent public lecture on thyroid health, someone in the audience asked me a question about the thyroids that I didn't have an answer for at the moment. And that's pretty rare because thyroid is my specialty. And the question had to do with, is there a relationship between the thyroid gland and vitamin D? Vitamin D is not one of the nutrients the thyroid gland really needs, and it isn't a question I've ever had before. So because I didn't have a good answer ready, that meant I had to go back and do some research. The answer to the question is yes, there are some very subtle interactions between your thyroid gland and vitamin D, and this is what I'm going to be presenting today. As a bonus for the listeners of my podcast, in celebration of the 4th of July, Independence Day here in the U.S., if you send me an email message from the contact page on my website that includes the code words Total Pod, you will receive, you are eligible for a 15% discount off my published price for any course, video, or consultation service I currently have listed on my website. It can't apply to the links to purchase books. Those are sold on Amazon. I have no control over their price. It doesn't really apply to my Patreon membership discounts because, again, Patreon doesn't give me the ability to have temporary discounts. But if that's what you want to join up for the Patreon membership, talk to me and I have ways of working around that. Just go to the website, send me a contact message on the contact page, put Total Pod, that's the code in that message, and get 15% off on everything from my $25 a month Qigong classes up to and including my $2,250 concierge class and everything in between. So that's in celebration of Independence Day, a very important holiday where we can celebrate our freedom and especially our health freedom. So let's begin. There is a subtle relationship between thyroid glands and vitamin D. In that public lecture, I mentioned, maybe I should have come up with a better answer, but time was of the essence that day, so I didn't. So when that happens, the first place I turn to for my thyroid research, even before the internet, is a giant textbook called Werner's The Thyroid. Those who may eventually watch this on a video on my YouTube channel, this is the book. I'm holding it up. You can see how big, fat, and thick it is. It is 1,500 pages, a little more. And to put that size and scope in perspective, the average pathology textbook we have in medical school covers about 10 pages or less of thyroid disorders. The average endocrinology textbook, maybe 30 to 40 pages, but there's no way you can cover everything you need to know about thyroids. That's why I go to this key thyroid reference. Most doctors of any type probably don't even know this thyroid textbook exists, but I do. That's the kind of stuff I like to read because, you know, I'm a thyroid geek. So just as a reminder, the thyroid's main output is a family of hormones we call thyroid hormones. T3 and T4 are the most common. Their function is to increase metabolism in our body. This means that all our cells and organs will do their jobs faster when they get more thyroid hormone. Now, that's all basic information about the thyroid. You can find that information just about anywhere on the internet and so forth. And I covered it at length in an earlier podcast in this series, which you can find on my Podbean site. The next thing I want to inform people of is there are four tiny glands located right next to the thyroid, which are called parathyroid glands. They're actually attached to the backside of your thyroid. The name parathyroid simply means around the thyroid. Other than geography of their location, there's not a lot of interaction. There is some, as you're about to see, between your thyroid and parathyroids. Now, the purpose of the parathyroid glands is to produce a hormone called parathyroid hormone, whose main function is to raise calcium levels in the blood. If for some reason you're not getting enough calcium in your diet, the parathyroid gland secretes parathyroid hormone, which stimulates the bones to release some of the calcium from our bones into the bloodstream. Now, there is a hormone which does the opposite function to lower blood calcium levels. It is called calcitonin. Calcitonin is secreted primarily from your thyroid gland, from a different type of cells than those that make the thyroid hormones. This is where we start to find some relationship between thyroids and vitamin D. In cases of hypothyroidism or a low acting thyroid, bone cells are underactive. Everything in our body has its metabolism reduced. That means the bones do well. This leads bone cells to appear as if they are resistant to the action of parathyroid hormone, and they don't release some of their stored calcium back into the blood when they are underactive. Vitamin D is necessary for the body to absorb calcium, whether from food or when taken as a supplement. Low levels of vitamin D can result in low blood calcium levels and consequently high levels of parathyroid hormone. According to my review of the literature, there does not seem to be any really direct relationship that says low levels of vitamin D can adversely affect the function of the thyroid gland. There is, however, a small possibility that a low functioning hypothyroidism might, in theory, cause a small decrease in vitamin D levels by lowering the production of vitamin D in the body. That, by the way, takes place in the skin when the bare skin is exposed to sunlight. Now, what's that you say? I thought vitamin D is an essential nutrient and we had to get it and we couldn't make any. That's partly true. The vitamin D we get from sunlight is almost never enough. It is produced in the body, and technically vitamin D is considered a hormone, or at least a pro-hormone, meaning a precursor to hormones. And vitamin D is therefore a conditionally essential nutrient. We can make it, but usually not enough. Most of the vitamin D in our bodies comes from our diet, and the production of skin usually won't be enough for the average adult. So yes, there is a theoretical possibility that hypothyroidism could slowly deplete our vitamin D levels. And while this is possible, according to literature, it's very, very rare. Hypothyroidism is much more likely to cause low calcium levels and eventually osteopenia and osteoporosis, which are two important bone conditions of weakening and brittle bones. There is one additional possibility you can find in the literature, and that is that low levels of vitamin D might, this is a big might, be one of the contributing causes to thyroid autoimmune diseases such as Hashimoto's disease or Graves' disease. There is some clinical evidence that people low in vitamin D are more likely to develop thyroid autoimmune conditions, and likewise, those individuals who have a thyroid autoimmune condition are also more likely to be low in vitamin D. Those who have thyroid autoimmune diseases, there is evidence to suggest that their symptoms can improve if they increase their supplementation of vitamin D. The the amount of research in this area is not sufficient to declare that this is a done deal, because people can develop thyroid autoimmune diseases and have plenty of vitamin D. And likewise, many with low levels of vitamin D do not go on to develop thyroid autoimmune conditions. It is out there in the literature. At this point, it needs to be considered an association, not a causal effect. That means it happens at the same time sometimes, but it doesn't cause it. So just a short podcast today. I did want to get this answer out there to the world. And in summary, interactions between vitamin D and your thyroid do exist, but the effects are small. There are many, many reasons why you need to make sure you get enough vitamin D into your system, bones being one of them. But your thyroid simply isn't one of the main ones why you should take vitamin D. Now, there are also many reasons, many, many reasons to take care of your thyroid, many nutrients it needs, but vitamin D simply isn't the most important. So I hope that clarifies that for anybody who had the question of association between vitamin D and thyroids. If you have more questions, by all means, send me an email. Go to my website, www.drcagesays.org, where doctor is spelled drcagesays.org. If you find me on Podbean, there is always going to be my website in the description of, I hope, each and every podcast, unless we made a mistake. Do remember my July Independence Day special, 15% off most of my products or services when you email me from the contact page of my website and include the words Total Pod in your message. That offer is good through the end of July. So as long as your email to me is postmarked by 11:59 p.m. on the last day of July, you are in. Thank you very much for listening to Total Health with Dr. Cage, and I do hope you tune into my future podcasts. That is it for today.